You're listening to special election coverage on South Dakota Public Broadcasting with this extended Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland in today for Lori Walsh. And Lee Strubinger is with me now. Lee was at the Republican headquarters last night. And what was it like there?
Well, it was a great night to be a Republican in South Dakota. As we talked about earlier, the AP called both the John Thune, Jay Williams race before the polls even closed. So that kind of shows you how heavily favored John Thune was to win. And then Democrat Paula Hawks not long later called Congresswoman Kristi Noem after the polls closed to congratulate Noem on her reelection. So the statewide races were decided fairly early on in the night. After those two races were decided, the Republican Party really turned their attention to the presidential race, which was early and often in favor of Donald Trump all night. The loudest cheers that I heard that night came when Fox News announced that they were indicating Trump had won Wisconsin. That was their biggest hoorah. That was kind of when they
kind of put him over the top.
Right. That was when they felt that Trump really, really had the nomination. So there was a lot of celebration at the Minnehaha Republican Party.
And what about Public Utilities Commission?
Right.
That's a race as well, statewide race.
Exactly. The new Public Utilities Commissioner actually won by the largest margin in all the statewide races. So clearly his message of keeping public utility rates low and expanding broadband internet access across the state really resonated with South Dakotans.
So it's no surprise then that the Republicans won in South Dakota and the party held control of the House and the Senate in Washington and got the presidency. So what are South Dakota's representatives saying right now?
Well, after John Thune's acceptance speech, he says he really wants to focus on fixing Washington.
Well, we have some big challenges. I said that, and I think we need to, you know, we have to find a common ground, obviously. Like I said, we're going to be differences. There are going to be places where we aren't going to agree, but we need to find those areas where we do agree and try and get some good things done for the country. One of the things I've tried to emphasize in my time in office is just the importance of having solutions and getting results. And I think we've done that in spite of the sort of polarization and sometimes the toxic atmosphere that we have in our politics today. So I'm going to try and bring that approach to Washington and to the new Congress and a new administration, whichever way that ends up tonight. But Lord knows we have some big challenges ahead and we need to get after them.
John Thune also says with both a Senate majority and President-elect Trump, he says he hopes lawmakers will be in a position to pass bold legislation. He says he thinks that's exactly what President Trump hopes to do, and that Trump is somebody who wants to shake up the status quo in Washington. Those comments were made before Trump actually got the nomination. He was just basically saying that when it comes to the economy and national security and the courts, those are issues that John Thune really cares about and hopes to be deeply involved with.
And he talked about challenges as well, that he knows that there's going to be challenges. Was he talking about Hillary Clinton at the time, or was he talking about Donald Trump? And what are the challenges that he's talking about?
I think he was just talking about the challenges in Washington in general, which is kind of what President-elect Trump was talking about. And throughout Thune's reelection campaign, like he said in that bite, he talked about economic and national security. And by economic security, he means that he wants to focus on growing the economy by 3%. And by national security, he means making sure that the military is well equipped to take on any challenges that it may face in the future.
And so how do you think South Dakota's representatives are hoping to heal the divide in this country?
Well, after Congresswoman Kristi Noem,
you know what, Lee, I'm going to interrupt you. Sure. And President Barack Obama is at the podium now, and we're going to take his comments live. President Barack Obama speaking on the front steps of the White House, and or maybe the back, I guess I'm not sure. But Lee Strubinger is still here, and Kristi Noem talked a little bit about healing the country as well.
Yeah. Kristi Noem, after her acceptance speech, really focused on healing the divide in the country, and she says that we need to talk more about what's right with the country, and what she wants to do going forward, working with President Trump, is sending him conservative legislation to sign.
And hopefully he'll look at that and put it into law, recognizing the need for small business to be the backbone of this country and to really help it grow. So, you know, that's really some of the discussions we've already had with him. He's looked at our tax reform proposal. He's looked at our bills such as the RAINS Act, which controls regulations. He's looked at our health care proposal that would replace Obamacare. He said all of those look like things he would sign into law, so that's encouraging. You know, he seems to surround himself with good people that are knowledgeable about the issues that he puts them in charge of. I expect he would do that as well.
Congresswoman Kristi Noem talking about how she plans on working with President-elect Trump. Lee Strubinger, I want to thank you for coming in, taking the time this morning, and for all your great work throughout this election season.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.